5 years ago, the Hague-based International Court of Justice decided to give the Bekasi Peninsula and other contested border areas to Cameroon. Last year, Nigeria gave Cameroon the peninsula, which offers access to offshore waters thought to hold oil reserves. The United Nations Court has painstakingly redrawn the boundaries between the two countries, which were blurred by colonial agreements. Officials from both countries are negotiating how to implement the court's ruling. The negotiating body, known as the Nigeria-Cameroon Mixed Commission, is chaired by UN Special Representative for West Africa, Amadou Oud Abdallah.
We have to demarcate about 1,700 kilometers. It is the largest demarcation process of current UN operation, more than Ethiopia, Eritrea, Iraqi Kuwait, East Timor, Indonesia combined.
After more than a dozen meetings since the court's ruling, the group agreed on marking almost 500 kilometers of the new border. This leaves in question more than 1,000 kilometers that cross remote rainforests and a 3,000-meter-high mountain range. John Donaldson, a research associate at the British-based International Boundaries Research Unit, says this is a huge project.
Often these areas are in the periphery of the state. There's very little transport infrastructure out there. You have to bring out survey teams in order to survey the positions of the pillars. You have to build the pillars out of reinforced concrete.
Donaldson says the task is complicated by not only surveying remote regions, but also covering so much territory. His office helped with the archive research for the International Court of Justice case that Cameroon originally brought against Nigeria in 1994.
It was one of the most complicated boundary cases that the International Court of Justice has ever faced, because it entailed the full length of the boundary between the two states. In most cases, disputes will only center on a certain segment or section of the boundary.
Donaldson says the issue also affects possible oil reserves.
If you don't have a maritime boundary between two neighboring states, and if they have overlapping claims, then oftentimes oil companies will be reluctant to drill in those areas because there's a potential for dispute. The sooner they can iron out the maritime boundary issue, the sooner they can award concessions.
Commission Chairman Oud Abdallah says access to water was also important.
Wrongly or rightly, it is seen as with more prospect for gas, oil, and fisheries. It has become, in a way, a symbolic part of a dispute between the two countries. It is sovereignty officially, but it is increasingly an economic and resource issue.
At meetings on Thursday and Friday, the Commission is reviewing survey work from a visit last November by cartographers, armed with nautical charts and a mission to, essentially, divide water. Chairman Oud Abdallah says that his group hopes to complete the demarcation process in about 2 years. The project's budget is $12 million, of which roughly $8 million already has been raised from Cameroon, Nigeria, and international donors. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.